What,
are you saying keep that a secret?
Obviously keep that a secret.
You want to be an escort, Perry?
I could be an escort, I think.
Yeah!
That's fucked.
I witnessed this in real life.
Jordan, you got to practice safe sex. What the hell is happening?
I don't even know what to say to that one.
Vanilla latte or antibiotics for chlamydia? What can I get? What would you like?
I'll take both.
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. How's it going? I hope you're doing good. I hope you're having a lovely day, whatever you're up to, wherever you are listening right now. My name is Alfie Days. If you're new here and you've never listened before, you don't quite know what you've clicked on. Each week I sit down with different celebrities, maybe my friends, maybe my family, and we discuss real life anonymous secrets that have been submitted in by you, the listeners of the podcast. Now, although these secrets are fully anonymous, I just want to give you a heads up that some of them include things that I wouldn't even be able to make up. They're like genuinely beyond my imagination for what a crazy secret would be. They are that out there. So if you're listening in the car with your granddad, might not be the right thing to listen to. You might want to change over to something a little bit more lighthearted. Today, joining me on the podcast, as you might have seen from the title, I've got Jordan and Perry, most known for being radio presenters on Kiss FM in the morning, but also incredibly known for being part of the dance group Diversity. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. Let's jump into today's episode, and I hope you enjoy.
What's happening, guys? It's Jordan Banjo here, joined by my good friend, Perry Kiley.
Oh, hello.
Very excited to be here.
Yeah.
Dishing everything secrets out and about. So we're presenters on Kiss Breakfast. So we have a radio show, we present on TV, but I guess best known for being part of the dance group Diversity.
And do you know what's actually really funny with this? I feel like because we do everything together, our intros are now
together.
The exact same thing.
Yeah,
I doubt anyone wants to hear it twice.
Yeah.
So that is it. He's Jordan Banjo, I'm Perry Kiley, and that is what we do.
Okay, do you have any secrets that the other one doesn't know?
That's a good one. The other one doesn't know.
Because most things we do share, not in a weird way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But
I do have a secret. So Perry's mum's very attractive.
Oh, don't
I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking.
Here we go.
That's not what we're bringing to this podcast.
That, to be fair, that's not a secret. Everyone knows
that. I hate you.
I know. Christine Stevens, look her up. But it's a joke. Don't hit me. I'm sorry. I don't have many secrets that Perry doesn't know, but I do have some secrets that maybe you might be a bit vague on. So my biggest secret, one of them is, you know, like when you're a teenager, 16 is like a pretty big birthday, right?
So, yeah, it's a massive birthday.
Yeah, it's a huge one,
massive
right?
Massive one.
And it was my brother, my older brother's 16th birthday. So when he was turning 16, I would have been 11. And he wanted these trainers, you know, BAPE. You know, those sort of like Air Forces, right? And I saved up, for about a year to buy him these. From his 15th to then, I saved up to get him these trainers. And everyone's like, George, you're so nice. And my mum was like, look, if you save up half the money, I'll put the other half, me and Dad will put the other half to it. Say it's from
nice.
You.
Nice.
It's like wicked.
Lovely.
So what I did was, at the time, he was a UK 12 and I was a UK 11. The secret is, I went on the website and I accidentally ordered a US 12.
No, you didn't.
So I bought a UK 11 on purpose and I kept those trainers.
Wait. Did your mum pay half of it as well?
My mum still paid half of it, yeah. So I bought trainers for myself. My mum definitely doesn't know this. I bought trainers for myself, claiming they were for my brother's 16th. And when they arrived, I went, no, the receipt, no.
But that's so smart, you know.
For an 11-year-old. I know. For an 11-year-old, it's pretty smart.
Did you get to keep them aware then?
I did keep them aware, yeah, because I gave them to my brother still. And he was like, oh, Joel, they're too small. I went, really? Oh, come on.
Let me have a go on them. Oh, what the hell? They fit me. They fit perfect.
I was like, I feel like Cinderella right now. My foot just slips in so perfectly. It's all working out, mate. It's perfect.
Wait, did he not mention anything about taking them, sending them
back?
Yeah,
he did, but bearing in mind, I was 11. This is like 17 years ago. You still had dial-up. I mean, it wasn't really, you wasn't printing off stuff and sending it back, mate. It was more hassle than it was worth.
Yeah.
So I think you might have ended up with some Fulton's chocolate or something, but fine for me. I got the trainers.
I don't think Jordan noticed at all, actually. So I'm not sure how old I would have been, but this is when the When the PlayStation 2 first came out.
PlayStation 2?
I'm talking PlayStation 2.
Good times.
Henry VIII was king, wasn't he? PlayStation 2?
Yeah, it was old. And so my stepdad really, really wanted a PlayStation 2. And he's also a massive Star Wars fan. So they done like this collabo where you could get a Revenge of the Sith PlayStation 2.
Oh, sick.
I remember how sick that film was as well.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah,
this was like this was a huge deal. So obviously, we'd also never had a game console in our house. So like when he was getting this was like a huge deal. Mm-hmm. So I find out that my mum's buying this for my stepdad. And she's like, well, I need somewhere to hide it. So can I put it in your wardrobe, in your bedroom? And I was like, yes, like, of course. So,
of course you can.
Of course. So I was like, here it goes. It's in the wardrobe. It's sitting there for about, she's got it quite early. So it's in there about a week before his birthday. Every day, I'm telling you now, I'm doing like sly looks. Like I'm just looking at this PlayStation, like moving like the couple t-shirts out of the way. I could just see it there. Anakin Skywalker's face, just like peering through. I'm like, oh my God, that is so sick. Kind of got a bit sick of looking at it. One night, I got up in the middle of the night. I had a TV in my room and I unboxed it. I plugged the PlayStation in and I played the PlayStation before my stepdad's birthday. And I'm not lying. It was like I had the red, white and yellow leads that you plug into the back.
Yeah,
set it up. I kept all the little, I don't know what those little cords are called that you like.
Yeah.
You know those? I kept them all perfectly.
the little twizzly ones.
Exactly. Yeah. I kept them all at the side perfectly, all of the plastic wrapping.
Well, you reboxed it.
I had to. It was his birthday present. Like I kept all the tape on the box like completely intact. I mean,
turns it on and it's like continue from
exactly.
Perry.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah. That's when you're in trouble. But I fully got away with that.
Nice.
Like I was really impressed with that.
Solid.
Yeah, and no one knows. And I'm hoping that I don't get in trouble.
We're both
that.
Pretty good thieves by the sound of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we went into the wrong job. We should be doing something else. Not bad. Not bad.
This is great.
Right, so first secret we've got here, it says, my parents pay for my college fee, but what they don't know is that I actually don't go to college, and instead, all that money that they transfer to my card, I spend for myself.
What?
Well, for someone who doesn't go to college, you're pretty smart, to be fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done all right there. What's going to be awkward is when you get back and they go, so what have you been studying? And you're like, Versace, for economics.
Yeah, but what do you do in the day? Like, you're supposed to be out, so you just go out and just do your thing.
Spend money, I'm guessing.
Wow.
Alfie, would you ever do anything like that?
I just wouldn't be able to get away with it. My mum is way too good at working anything out like that at all.
Mm.
I feel like I'd be too guilty. I wouldn't enjoy it. But then also, I'm like, it's one of those secrets where it's going to come out in the end.
100%.
This can't possibly go well.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get asked about your degree or your course or like, oh, why is that not on your CV? You just slogged 6 years at uni.
Yeah.
Are you not a doctor by now?
Exactly.
Like what?
I mean,
you know, I just didn't want to mention that to the job application.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
I want to seem humble. I want to seem humble.
Yeah.
I reckon if I was this person here, I really hope they've picked the longest career ever. So they've got to go college, then to uni for like law, then I've got to go to law school, then I've got to be a trainee and still pay
my master's afterwards.
Yeah, mate, I'm really hoping they like that's the smart thing to do. They'll be like 46 still going, Dad, last year of college, mate. Come on, let's go.
Do another degree, Dad. It was so much fun. I think I'm going to go for something different.
Also, do you get a lot? I never went to college, so I don't know how much a college does it cost.
You didn't do college at all?
No, I never went to college. Technically,
so
I've had a job since I've been like 12. This is all I've done.
Did you finish year 11 and then just straight
and then straight
dancing?
Into full-time dancing, yeah.
So you must have been like the last year who could do that because now you have to do college.
Yeah, you do.
You have to stay 17, 18.
Because I was obviously a couple of years ahead of you and I went to college, but only for about 6 months. And then they were like, I think my attendance, just because we was away on like tour and stuff, my attendance in total, I think it was like 6%. And they said to me, if you take these exams, you're going to fail. And if you fail, we're going to kick you out. So you can either leave or, you know, try these exams and get kicked out. So I went, do you know what, guys? I reckon rather than get kicked out, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Dad, by the way, I'm still in college. Keep paying. You know, that's your secret's me.
All right. Okay, so this one says, I full on peed myself in my exam I was taking at home on camera due to COVID because we weren't allowed to go to the toilet, and I refused to be disqualified for an exam I worked so hard for. I'm 23, passed the exam though.
See, this is the dedication we want when you go to college.
Yeah.
Don't fake it for extra money. Go there and wee on yourself. This is the dedication we need.
Yeah, but it's, to be honest, it's not... you can't get caught out, though, can you, really? So you can just kind of commit to that stuff. Like, if you're in an exam hall and you do it, there's going to be like a... There's going to be a slight stench. Like, you're going to... Like, it's just... You're just going to have that aura about you. You know what I mean? You're going to be a little bit nervous.
Aura?
Yeah, like, if... I'm telling you now, if someone weed themselves in a room, you would know they've done it.
They've just got the wee face.
They've got someone the wee face. Someone
can tell. What, okay, what happens... What happens when you guys are on morning radio and you really need a wee? Can you get up live and then one of you just like keep rolling?
Honestly, I've got a record for this time. Oh. What was that time I went all the way? Where did I go? So we're on the third floor.
We're on the third floor. Yeah.
We're on the third floor. We ordered a coffee in the morning. I had 30
dangerous
seconds.
Morning coffee.
Yeah, exactly. But I had 30 seconds to get all the way downstairs, grab the coffee and get all the way back up. Usually, producer Rob's like, no, we're professional here. I'm not going to let you do that. But you must have just been in a happy mood one day. And he was like, come on, let's challenge you then. You've got 30 seconds until literally we were about to speak. What did I do it in?
You did it in 27 seconds.
27 seconds. And I was back. And I mean, the next link that we had to speak, though, I was so out of breath.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't say a word.
Let's be honest with Alfie. It's not the threat of missing the link that's bad. I say to Perry all the time, because he's got a bad habit of saying, I'm going to quickly grab this, or I'm going to quickly grab a cup of water from the hall, I'm going to quickly do something. And it's always with about 45 seconds to go. And a couple of times I've tried to block the door so he can't get back in, because my plan is, he goes out, and when he can't get back in the room, I put the mic and go, sorry guys, it's just me, Perry's taking a dump and can't make it. And I will say that live on national radio and embarrass him. I don't mind. I've been trying to do it. That's the threat. That's why he moves so quick, because he knows it's either get here and get back, or... everyone thinks I'm dropping the kids off live on radio. It's up to him. They're his options.
Oh, just so awkward as well. Because you know what's horrible? You'll make that joke, and then by the time I come back in for the next link, about 3 songs have played.
Yeah.
So it's just on everyone's mind for about 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and
you can't defend yourself.
No,
it'd be way too far
gone.
Does
it not make you need... Like, sometimes when I'm in a situation, maybe this is just me, but I'm like, say, for example, when I went to go and see Harry Potter, the play, in London, it's so
great
long.
Great show, by the way.
I sat... Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Oh,
show.
You're a massive Harry Potter fan, aren't you?
I love Harry Potter.
I sat down and then I was just like, okay, I've just realised how long this is. I instantly need a wee because I'm aware that I can't go for a wee.
I hate that.
Does radio not make you do that?
A little bit. Yeah,
it does me.
Yeah. I've got the bladder of a child. Like, honestly, it's so bad. Like, it's constant. Like, I'm always leaving the room.
Shall I tell you what's bad, though, as well? Where we do live shows, obviously, we perform with diversity. There's times in the show when we speak on the mic and we be like, oh, chatting to the crowd, having audience interaction. The moment anyone does anything like that, I'm the worst person, because I know how it feels to need to go to when you're on the radio or whatever, but I will call you out. So if someone's walking out to go to the toilet, I'll be like, oh, over there,
what,
back
from
right.
The crowd?
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, over there, back does. Right. Someone's off to the loo, and I'm pointing them out. One time, remember that lady fell asleep in the front row?
Yeah.
She was about 85. She was really old. She was there with her grandkids. And I went, everyone enjoying the show? Clearly not this one down here. I just call people out immediately. Yeah. Bless them. It's so funny. And she woke up to everyone laughing because she didn't know why everyone was up. She just started laughing. She went...
And we do, just a disclaimer, we do promise our shows are good enough to stay awake for. It wasn't... It was just one, one occasion, guys. I promise.
I bought my girlfriend a fake Prada bag for her birthday. And to this day, she still thinks it's real. Shall I tell her or keep it a secret?
Oh, you got to tell her, man.
What?
You got to tell her.
What's wrong with
what,
you?
What, you saying keep that a secret?
Obviously keep that a secret. Why would you... All right, let me give you an example. I proposed at the start of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting married next year.
Not fake diamond.
Not fake diamond. No, no, no.
Not fake diamond.
I spent as much money as I possibly could to get this diamond. And guess what?
What?
No one would care. You get the initial... They don't care. Like, when I proposed, I literally could have got a Haribo ring. She didn't care. She was just buzzing that we were getting married. This is the same. She thinks she's got a Prada bag. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Because then her confidence is going to go down. She's walking around like, she looks lit. And then you're going
to
tell her she's
walking
around.
She's going to have to delete 14 Instagrams if she says it's fake.
At the moment, she's holding up her Starbucks and a Prada. Really, she's got a Costa and a Prada. She ain't going to be happy. Don't do it to her.
Yeah, but what if like her other friends have real Prada bags and you can like, it's just bait that it's... Yeah.
She just looks and goes, Is your font Times New Roman on that? No. Special edition. That's what you've got to say. If someone says it's fake, special edition. I think you should keep that secret, man. Don't do it to yourself.
Definitely a secret.
Or tell them from the start. No?
What sort of
thing? It makes no difference. It just makes no difference.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you not think?
No.
Well, actually, yeah, you can't, especially if it's like a big present. You can't be like, hi, here's a... fake Prada bag.
Happy birthday. Now, just so you're aware, the candles on your cake cost more, but don't worry about it. There you go. Enjoy it. Don't do that. Just don't tell her. Keep it a secret, mate. I've been drinking from the same child sippy cup since I was 2. I'm now 18. I don't drink from anything else because it makes me feel sick. No one except my immediate family knows. What? You must be the thirstiest person in the world.
What are you doing, Nando's?
just call him over like you're doing some sort of drug deal. Oi, mate. Oi, fill that up for me. Off your plop. Oi, Fanta in that. Yeah, off your plop.
And you know they're stingy with the cups anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't they?
Exactly. That is wild.
That is mad. Do you reckon it's one of the ones that have the handles on both sides?
Oh, that's a bit much.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like double.
It's got a little teat bit on the top.
Yeah.
It's not even like a cup.
Yeah, people, when you start getting to like 18, 19 and you're drinking from like essentially something that's designed to replicate a nipple, you've got to start asking yourself some questions because, I mean, just walking around and just looking at people like, hey. It's like, no, there'll be none of that here today. Thank you very much.
And I wonder how big her family is because her family knows too.
Yeah,
right?
Well, except the immediate family. It's a tough one because it's see when it comes to like drinking drinks, one thing I can't do, I can't share drinks. You see, like,
you've
got people, especially because we're like kind of part of a team, right? People go, oh, let me have a bit of that or this or that. I can't do it. And the one thing, I'm putting it on here, this is a huge platform and it needs to be stopped. People who share milkshakes, stop
it. It is gross.
Because you can't drink a milkshake without getting that bit of stringy bit off the straw. Oh, vile.
It's so true.
Oh, if that you're sharing so that, you need to go and get yourself a sippy cup. That's all I'm saying. Because it's too much. Way too much.
That's probably why this person does it, because they know that no one else is going to ask for a bit of their drink.
Yeah. Also, is it just me? Like, with, like, kids' cups and stuff, the plastic goes funny.
It goes colour.
Like, not bobbly, but it goes, like, all weird. So 18 years of that is...
Holding on
right
strong,
either.
That cup.
No, I want to see the design of this cup as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a plain little cup. It's going to be like a little Cheeky Thomas and the Tank Engine.
100%. Yeah.
They're rocking up to the club being like, yo, can I get a couple of vodka shots in this one, please?
In this. Just imagine if you're on a barber and someone goes, oh, you think you're really good, yeah? Like trying to trick you into it. Yeah, well, make a cocktail in this. It's like, no, that's not going
to
work. Maybe.
I want to see someone bring that over to a table with a sparkler on the side. that's the level I want to take it to.
Very good. Very good.
I found out my cheating ex was already sleeping around only a couple of weeks after we split up. I sent him an anonymous text as one of the girls texting him said he had an STD. Oh.
Ultimate revenge.
Very, very nice.
Clever.
I think that's a good level of revenge.
That's a really good level of revenge.
That's an ultimate level of revenge. I mean, it's scary, to be fair, because, that text comes through, you open it up, oh my gosh, can you just imagine the fear? Because then you've got to think, I've got a call round up for 2 weeks where I've just been,
getting busy.
Going about willy-nilly, doing my business. you're going to panic. You're not sure who it is because it's anonymous. It could have been any one of them. Oh my gosh, the fear.
Yeah, that's
the
horrible.
Absolute fear.
And then you have to go, so then does that mean that you then have to go to the clinic and then get an all clear?
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, you can't be ignoring that kind of text. No. You've got to go and... do something about it.
And let's not lie, that is the most awkward trip in the world, going to a sexual health clinic. I know they see people in and out every single day. They're used to it. Whatever you can show them, they've been there before and they're absolutely fine. But it doesn't stop you from feeling awkward. Does anyone want to know? I've got another secret. who
oh, was no. Like,
no. Oh, no. It's what? A sexual
related
thing.
To this.
No, but that makes it sound like I've got...
Jules got an STD.
I'm riddled, guys. I'm riddled. No, what happened was, I must have been about 19, and I was like, I'm going to go, because I think it's the best thing you should do. Okay? So it was my first time ever going. So I've went in, I've sat down, and as I sat down, some kid going, you're right, Jules.
No.
I looked over. My dad used to own a car lot. He used to sell secondhand cars. It was the kid who worked in there washing cars for my dad.
No.
So he's about 20. And I went, oh my gosh. I was like, hello, mate. Chat. Caught up. Forgot about it. Went in. Appointment was absolutely fine. I was like, you get your text with your results. Didn't think anything of it. Driving home that night, pulling into the petrol station. I hear, skrrr! I turn around. Some cars come zooming in, pulled up behind me. My dad hops out of the car and he goes, I've just been speaking to James. I went, as soon as he said that, I went, oh my God, James is the kid who I saw in the clinic. In front of everyone on the forecourt, bearing in mind, me and my dad have never had a birds and bees conversation, never anything like that. He went, Jordan, you got to practice safe sex. I went, what the hell is happening? Oh, it was the most, literally, even now, I can feel myself getting hot. It was the worst experience of my life.
I can't even imagine your dad saying
literally,
that.
Literally, I literally walked into the petrol station. I was in there for so long. I was like, oh, these sausage rolls are interesting. Just waiting for everyone to clear out who heard it. Oh, it was brutal. Oh, it was so embarrassing. Sick. So something like this, sending a text, faking it, making him feel like he's got to go there. Mate, there's just layers and layers of revenge to it. Very good. Mm, very good.
Well done. Round of applause.
I feel like they need to, like, switch up. I've never been to one.
Right.
I feel like they need to switch them up and like mix it with a coffee shop or something. So there could be another reason you're there. So it's like, oh, you're sat there. Are you waiting for a coffee or are you waiting to go and get checked?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
They need to make it more accessible. Or antibiotics for chlamydia. What can I get? Yeah. What would you like?
I'll take both.
I'll take both, please. Gotta wash them down with something. Oh, that's funny. Very, very funny.
I went on a holiday to Bali with a secret boyfriend, and I called home every night pretending that it was just a regular day at uni, brackets, which was an hour away from my hometown. I also did it again the following year and got away with going to Thailand for 12 nights, and my family and friends don't know about it to this day. This was over 4 years ago.
Whoa.
Right, I'm telling you now, this is the person from the first secret.
What, the college?
How are you?
That's the money that they're spending to go on holiday.
Mate, how are you popping to Bali and Thailand? They're expensive trips.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well.
You know what I'm saying? That's not the Eurostar to a walk around Paris. That's expensive stuff, mate. That is pricey.
And all that time as well. And how have you got the guts, just knowing that someone's not going to try and turn up and like surprise you or come and see you or all that as well.
And I'm sorry to
say this. Or if they call you.
Yeah.
Because then they call you and then you have the different little ringtone because it doesn't do like the UK number and it gives a different little jingle and your mum's like,
what's that
about? What's going
on? Yeah, I don't think it's ideal either because when you say, I went to Thailand with a secret boyfriend to meet, it sounds like, okay, so your parents don't know this boyfriend. To be honest, it sounds like a new plot for Taken. Yeah. It sounds like a dangerous game to be playing, mate, just popping abroad all the time, years and years. I'd be careful if I was you, whoever you are. But I mean, as long as you're having fun.
What happens with if someone FaceTimes you as well? Because that's not looking like your college.
Oh, that looks beautiful in Durham University.
It's an art project.
An upgrade.
Yeah, what an upgrade. Yeah, they upgraded me for my dorms. I've got palm trees and everything now. So weird. Yeah, it doesn't sound like the safest thing. I don't think I've ever done a sneaky trip. The sneakiest thing I've ever done is like when I was a kid, we lived in Essex. Mm. I used to always be like, oh, yeah, I'm going around my friend's house. And we used to get the train into London. Right? Nice. We used to bunk the train because we didn't have any money. We jump over, get on the train, go into London just to literally get up at a London train station, walk out and go, should we go home then? And we get back on the train and come home just to say
just
that we've been
to London
yesterday. Yeah, literally I'll be like, went to London yesterday, then I saw Oxford Street.
It does sound cool though, when like back then.
Yeah, when you're like 11 or 12 and you tell people I've been to London, it sounds cool, doesn't it?
I never had the guts to go anywhere, especially on my own. I don't have the guts to go anywhere on my own now.
Don't lie, you were nicking PS2s, mate. You're a proper savage.
But that's at home. Once my mum let me walk to school and I got halfway and then ran back and then got in the car.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I really crumbled, honestly. I was so shook.
How far
shook.
Was the walk?
Oh my God, I'm not even lying. 15 minutes? It wasn't even a...
Oh, sorry, that's really...
And it was year 11 as well.
Yeah. That has caught me off guard.
Honestly, I was... And I'd asked her for so long. I think she was a little bit protective. And I was just like, oh, mum, please, one day, can I walk to school on my own? She's like, do you know what? Today's the day. I was like, thank you, finally. Pack my bags, leave, so make sure I'm on time. No, halfway, and I turn around, sprint back as well. Like, it wasn't like a walk back. I was like, I was scared. I was shook.
Well, to be fair, it's not your fault then. If she's like, put the fear in you and she was protective, you know, you're there, you're like, mum, can I walk to school? She's like, no, one minute you're walking to school, next thing you're in Bali with your secret boyfriend. It's not your fault. Do you know what I mean? She's just scared you. She freaked you out.
Yeah, it's your fault, mum. Thanks.
When I went clubbing, I met Ed Sheeran. I was all over him, and at the end, I had thousands of pictures of him, and we had arranged to meet in London the following weekend. Bearing in mind, I had not looked at the pictures. I went to meet Ed Sheeran, but it turns out it wasn't Ed Sheeran. Oh. It was a random guy that looked like Ed Sheeran, and I was so disappointed.
And do you know what? I bet you look back at those photos. It was just a ginger dude.
Yeah.
It wasn't even similar at all.
No facial features the same. It just probably had the same hair colour. And that is it. That's gutting. That is gutting.
It's probably the best night of that dude's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a group of super attractive girls all over him all night. And he was just like, yeah. I'm Edge, of course I am.
You know now, ever since that's then, me. Ever since that night, that guy goes out with a guitar every single night. He's just there like, holding a guitar. It's me, it's Ed, I swear.
Just constantly singing Shape of You everywhere he goes.
This happened to you. Don't you remember that TikTok went viral?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So this, it was on our like first week of Kiss Breakfast
wasn't it?
We got a text in and it basically, someone basically took us this link on TikTok. Someone thought they met me in this club. And it was like, oh my God, I've met Perry from Diversity. It's just a dude with an afro and glasses. Once again, doesn't even...
Did he look like you?
No, not at all.
And if anything, he was double my age.
Yeah, he was a bit older.
This guy was a lot older than me. And this girl was convinced and she was taking photos and we got her on the show and she said that they really hit it off and he was completely going along with it.
And he was going along with it, yeah.
He was like, yeah, that's me.
She said the only time she knew is she would do a dance for me and he tried to dance and he was awful.
I won't lie, it's slightly weird that you would go along with it, but hats off at the same time.
Oh, I spend my life going along with it. I do it all the time.
Why?
People come up to me and they go, Ashley Banjo, and I go, that's me. Yeah, how are you? I just don't have the heart to disappoint them. They're like, how's dancing on ice this year? I'm like, do you know what? The skaters were incredible. And I walk off. I'll do it all the time.
Half of his tags on Instagram are just pictures of you and people out and about.
Literally. No, you genuinely get that, don't you?
Oh, I get it all the time.
So much.
Even newspaper articles, it'd be a picture of me like doing something, they'd be like, Ashley Banjo, like every all the time. I get it constantly.
No.
Yeah. It's quite funny, to be fair.
I feel like I'm there commenting, it's Jordan. It's Jordan. That's my pal.
Please don't title this podcast Secrets with Ashley and Perry.
Yeah,
When I'm in a bus, sometimes I turn off my music to listen to other people's conversations. I do that all the time. I hate to admit it.
All the time.
Mate, I do that constantly.
Mm.
It's just a thing. And especially with like AirPods or something.
Yeah.
It's just really, you give that little double tap on the side, boom. You can just hear it. You can hear the world. So I don't even think that's one. I feel that's one that everyone does. Do you do that?
No, I don't actually. I'm so glad you've asked me, Perry. You're rude. You're intrusive.
Get out.
Do you not do that?
Of course I do.
Yeah, you do.
Of course I do. I'm the worst person. What I do is... Perry obviously is always texting. He's always doing something. I knew that you two were having conversations before Perry did. You know, I'm reading people's stuff all the time, right? So with Pell, what I do is I walk up to him and he won't notice me and I'll just stare over his shoulder. And it's sort of become like a natural reaction now. The moment he catches me reading his stuff, I'll go, and he go, Jordan, and I'll go... And I'll just pretend to be asleep immediately.
Yeah, bearing in mind he's standing up.
Yeah, works
somewhere.
Though, because you don't really say anything else.
No,
you just
doesn't work. I just know, and I know you're reading it from the start.
Do you actually?
You're like a 6 foot six dude.
You're just towering
over him. Standing over
me. You can just hear him breathing down your neck.
Yeah.
Just me going, oh, that was awful. I'm never doing that again.
I was next to you when that happened.
I want to get arrested. That was horrible. I apologise.
The one step up from this, one of my friends, I remember saying, one of my friends speaks German, mm-hmm. and they're like, it's so good when all the German like students and everything come over to Brighton, because you can just like sit on the train, you can understand what everyone's saying because they assume that you can't, that they can't understand.
You would.
So imagine like being able to like speak Chinese and sitting on the tube, you'd just be able to like, it'd be like listening to a conversation with your headphones off.
Literally.
But next level.
That is so cool. There's a dude that's got a TikTok account that does that. Have you seen mm-hmm, him? Mm-hmm. So he literally goes around China and he just sits in all these like little cafes and just listens to everyone's conversation. And then they only find out that he understands them when he orders his meal, like completely like fluent in that language. It is so
the
cool.
The shock on their face.
And they,
as well.
I think they all crumble as well because they've all been chatting rubbish like about him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Looks like the most unassuming guy. It's so cool.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. I've struggled working from home with my boyfriend. He keeps a shot glass on his desk, which he fills with old chewing gum and finger and toenail clippings, and he won't get rid of it.
Get out of here.
Vile.
No, man.
Vile.
You need to bin that and yourself.
That is absolutely vile.
Oh, I can't.
I don't even know what to say to that one. Have you ever, you know, like sometimes you'll sit down and you'll be at like a random table or a desk, whatever it is, and you put your hand underneath and you hit that bit of old chewing gum. Yeah, it's like touching.
It's like a rock.
Dude, literally, it's just there. And it's like, you know, when you're washing up and you there's a bit of wet food in the bottom of the sink and you go, and you just don't want to be touching it. It's that same feeling. To have an entire glass, a shot glass as well. Do you know that thing's overflowing?
That's horrible.
How long are his toenails? How long has he been keeping this little shot glass there?
How quick
there's so
many
questions. Do you not just... I'm just going to say it. Just put it in the bin, even if he doesn't want you to. Just throw it out.
Just do
it. The whole glass
as well.
It's not going
to end the relationship.
Because there will
get
be...
it out.
There will also be some weird people out there that would just tip that away and clean the glass. You need to get rid of the whole thing.
Imagine
being at their house for like a party, having shots and realising that's the one with his
toe glass.
In. That's butters.
Yeah, if they go 3, 2, 1, drink and you go...
No. Oh, slight crunch, a little bit of a chew.
Yeah, they go, oh, is this mint vodka? It's like, no, that's residue from chewing gum, actually.
Extra.
No. Disgusting. That is not on. I agree.
Get it in the bin.
Throw it away. Get rid of it.
Also, are you do you know anyone that like offers like to take your chewing gum?
Yeah.
Like and put it in the bin? Because people ask me all the time, like it's a normal thing. And I'm like, no.
They
like,
do.
I will not grab your chewing gum.
Whatever.
No,
we
I had
feel.
A friend of mine the other day.
Go on.
And I was like, oh, I'm looking for a bin. They were like, I'll have it.
Straight
in the mouth.
No.
Straight in the mouth. And I was like, oh.
Straight in the mouth.
Okay.
No.
Okay, didn't realise. Didn't realise COVID's just not a thing anymore as well.
Alvy, you need new
friends.
That's the sort of person you're going to be asleep and you're going to wake up and he's going to be like, sorry, mate, I thought you fainted. I was giving you mouth to mouth. I was just trying to... I thought something was wrong.
Let me have some of your milkshake. No, I don't mind.
No, just a straw. You need to watch out for that, mate.
I don't trust that.
Yeah, it's not on.
That's all types of wrong.
Just straight up in town, just popped in the mouth.
That's like, I know people that do like ice lollies and stuff as well.
Vile.
See, just not for me.
Vile. Even, you know, you see people with their kids and they go, oh, it's my kid, so people don't mind.
Mm.
Nah, mate, I've got two kids. I'm not that person. Like, my kid comes up to me all the time and like, I love my kids, right? But kids are just, they're just a bit yucky. Do you know what I mean? they just do stuff that's a bit gross. You know, sometimes like, even my kids, sometimes they have a bit of a cold, they come up, they got like a little bit of dried snot and they go, daddy. And I'm like, mate, get in the bath. I'm like, big man, give me some room, bruv.
Alfie, you're going to have that soon, innit? You're going to be a dad.
Yeah.
What?
For the other date.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, congrats, man. That's incredible.
Bro. Yeah, my girlfriend's in third trimester now.
Time's
ticking away.
Sheesh.
The other day I was buying one of those, you know, you can get those little, I say it as if you do know, but I'm guessing, you know, the little like squeezy things that can suck out babies' bogeys.
Bro, please
okay,
don't.
Let me tell you.
My mum was just like, we didn't have those.
I used to
just suck your nose.
Yeah,
okay, so I witnessed this in real life.
Yeah. No.
No, bro, I'm telling you, I've never been more mortified in my entire life.
Oh.
So we're at our dance studio, there's classes going on. There's one girl that's in the class and her baby brother's out in the reception with his mum. I see her just kind of like go up to him. He's like you know, waddling around. Pick him up, put like him like on his back, on her thighs, just kind of like lean over him, mouth around his nostrils and just go...
I really can't.
I'm gonna be sick.
Oh my god. And then she just goes over to the bin, not grossed out, just spits out my man's boogers into this.
I'm sorry. When my kids had a cold and they were struggling, they were lucky that we had that little machine thing, that little drawer thing. And I couldn't even use it. My fiance had to use it because when they were like that, I was looking like a big man, grow gills, learn to breathe some other way because I ain't going to do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I just felt it makes me feel so, I'm so squeamish when it comes to stuff like that.
Oh, not disgusting. Nah,
too much, too much. My entire marriage was a lie. I literally pretended I was married to this guy in another country and my entire family and friends believed it for 3 years.
What?
Right. When he said my entire marriage was a lie, I thought it meant like there was no love.
Yeah,
or,
so you know, like, I was like, that's the saddest thing.
Yeah,
ever.
That's horrible. Not, I literally made up a different, like, I literally made up a husband somewhere.
That is, I mean, good on you because you can give him like the best job in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. He can be like a helicopter pilot in Brazil for all you
want. It's quite a specific job there.
It's a dream of mine. Yeah, but that's a big one. So does no one want to meet him or see a picture or
they
none of
definitely
that?
Do. They definitely want
oh,
to
she's
meet him.
Definitely shown the most attractive pictures of just some random dude from like the first page of Google search.
Literally,
yeah, true.
You type in male model and that just happens to be her husband.
Yeah, love true, that. True. Love no, that. No, I'm pretty sure that's Pierce Brosnan.
I wonder what the benefits were. Like, I wonder why the lie. Like,
yeah.
This is the thing with secrets on here, because everything's fully anonymous. I can't ever ask more or find out more. Yeah. But I'm like, how did it start? And just why?
Why? Yeah.
Like, what were the benefits out of like, because some people have those like, I want to say it's like an escort that you can hire to go to like dinners with you
yeah.
and things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just,
so it looks like you've got a partner.
Oh, really?
But that's in person. This is just a lie. There is no person.
Sorry, Alfie, going to stop you there. Why the hell did you say, oh, really? Like, you're like, damn it, I've got a girlfriend now. I was alone for so long. Why didn't I know?
24 years, I 24 lost it.
75 quid, I could have some company at dinner. What's going on there?
All those times I sat in Nando's by myself, I could have been with someone.
Also, I feel like, maybe this is a bit random, I could do that as a job.
What?
Get taken for dinner.
You want to be an escort, Perry?
I could be an escort, I think.
Okay, there's your scoop there, Alfie. Perry no, Kiley wants to become a male escort.
It's not like all the stuff, is
I don't
it?
Think it's all the extra jazz.
It's actually more company. So if you're just going out, you're getting fed, you're getting watered.
But you're not a cat. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm a child, so it's not far off, to be honest. But I feel like I could do that. So
have to mingle in the most random events and things. Like, you know, sometimes you just have to go to those events and it's just a bit dull.
Yeah.
It would just be like that every time.
Yeah.
And you literally don't know anyone there, not even the guy that you're with.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the weird part. The person you would normally cling to has got, oh, this is a bit awkward. Mm-hmm. It's as awkward, if not more awkward. Do you know what I mean? I guess that is a bit of incentive though to be good at mingling. That's a good tactic. If you find yourself being someone at parties, even if it's a family party, where you're like, no, I feel awkward, become an escort.
Yeah.
And I mean, no, that's poor advice. I completely take that back. I completely take that back. I meant mingle a lot with it. Do you know what? Forget it. I'm not making sense now.
Perfect. Well, I really appreciate both of you coming on.
It's been a pleasure.
That was so much fun.
It was sick. It's nice just getting people's secrets and laughing at them, isn't it?
Yeah. We all pretend like we're not judgmental, but do you know what? We are.
We are.
That's fine. All that's fine.
We all do it deep down.
I always ask at the end, is there anyone else that you think would be good to invite on?
Yeah, I've got two people I think could be pretty good.
Yeah.
My older brother, Ashley Banjo, would be a good one to have on because he acts like he has no secrets, okay? And I know he has at least a dozen that aren't ideal. I know he's got a few secrets lurking under that hairline of his. I know he has. And I'll tell you another good one.
Who
I'd love to hear do secrets. Do you know what Chicken Shop Date is?
Oh,
yeah.
Amelia from Chicken Shop Date.
I'm going to second that because she's got some stories, but she'll only like, she'll kind of like, she'll tell you, but like, you have to ask.
She's
you
got secrets.
She's got
you
a
got
lot.
Feed them up.
Yeah, you need them. Get Amelia on here, man. She'll love
that'd
it as well.
That'd be sick. That's a really good one. Okay, perfect. Really bloody appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, dude. Bro.
Glad we could make it work.
I really hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Secrets Out. If you did, please do not forget to subscribe or follow along, depending on where you're listening. Whatever platform you're listening on, you can follow along with the podcast. Just hit the button down below. If you're feeling incredibly nice, then please go down below and leave a rating and maybe even a little review as well. I genuinely spend a lot of time reading them all. And I'll see you next Thursday with another episode of the Secrets Out podcast. I appreciate you listening.